here with you and talk today about listening. My name is Katariina, and I would first ask you that what kind of experiences you have about listening?
Katariina, it's really great that you have me here, which I actually is a term which I understand. You didn't have me here. You invited me here. Thank you for having me here. We have a really fascinating topic, which is something which is kind of pressing more and more and becoming more apparent, our inability to listen. Any thoughts? Have you found some similar experiences where, whether it's teaching or just socially, that people are finding it more difficult to simply listen?
Could you first talk me more about that, the thing that you have noticed about students and listening? Because that's a new thing. You have experience of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that for me, I would of course think that I'm a reasonably good listener. You take attention to someone and you kind of figure, you know, obviously it's prompted by a question and kind of encouraging a flow. But I've found in more recent years, actually very, very apparently, that students have found it very difficult to actually actively listen to each other. And partly it might due to technologies and attention spans and so on, but it's something where I find it's something that's quite striking and something that I wanted to investigate more, what are the reasons, but also ways in which you can actually better learn to listen. So I've used ChatGTP, as who doesn't nowadays, and I kind of asked me, you know, what are kind of good practices for being a good listener, and then give some examples and so forth. And it gave a good list of things which you consider being an interviewer rather than being an interviewee.
Thank you, Peter. You showed me that list that you was able to get from ChatGPT. And that was amazing because there were so good tips or perspectives on listening. For instance, the attention. Because I'm a documentary maker making audio documentaries, and I have dedicated my life on listening and editing. And it was so amazing that ChatGPT had the answers that I have tried to achieve in my work.
Because also actually just, I'm also fascinated with using ChatGPT generally in education, but also just practically for myself. But it's also a very good way to kind of build trust in a ChatGPT kind of generative AI platform to ask it questions which you know the answer. So that's why I was actually very interested to, because you have vast experience in that, to say, well, here's a list of 9-10 things which ChatGPT has prompted us to think about. And the fact that you, as an expert, validated that somehow also was a very good tool to use in ChatGPT to ask something. And if you get something back and think it's very vague or it's missing very important points, then you can be more skeptical. But that's why I was asking, you know, what did you think about the list?
Yeah. Do we know any of those things now, what they were, because they were so accurate? It was about being attentive, like, and very to feel that there's nothing else in the world, just you and the person that you are talking to. Now, when I'm thinking about the recording situations, of course, that's different than in the classroom. But in the recording situations, to how to prepare yourself in the situation so that you can be fully present. And also, we talked about a little bit about philosophical practice, which has helped me to understand that my work is to follow the other person's thinking.
Yes.
So that is one guideline that I use in my work. How to help the other person to think there in the so that, for instance, if I would be interviewing an expert, it is easily done that the expert gives the same kind of answers, and it's quite boring to listen if that's something that is very many times told things. So how to get people to talk freshly?
But I can even hear that when you're responding. you can see that, okay, you're very capable to put your kind of emotion into the kind of expression without it being animated or being fake. It's very authentic, your kind of response there, which for me, I would say I'm far from that at the moment. That it's something that I would need to practice, because they also kind of say, you know, practice active listening.
Yes.
And that's something which...
which takes time. And these 5 minutes that we were allocated now for listening, it's too short time. I feel that I didn't have time to listen to you enough.
But same here. So let's go again.
Thank you, Peter. This was unforgettable.